Keegan Aiken is ready. Here's his pitch. And he swings and drives one to left. High and deep. And this ball is long gone. A walk-off home run. Tyler O'Neill. And the Red Sox have won it. Their first walk-off home run of the year. The final 5-3 Red Sox. O'Neill hits number 30. A high, towering drive deep into the night. And the Red Sox walk it off.
We took advantage of one mistake and Teo put a good swing on it. So, we obviously needed this one, and then hopefully it's the beginning of something big.
What do we think? Beginning of something big? Now's the time. Now's the time to strike.
No time like the present.
Yeah, let's go.
For the Red Sox, the irony is,
yeah,
as fun as last night was and as great as last night was.
It was great.
I was mostly locked in on the VMAs personally.
Oh, yeah. Eminem kicked off the show. I did watch that.
Eminem kicked off the show?
Yep.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Tremendous performance last night.
Right.
You know, the backstory on her and Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
From what I understand, and I'm very old, but there's a bit of a love triangle there.
Correct. Yeah.
Ever at the same time?
I don't know. A bit of a throuple?
Yeah, maybe.
But last night, she made out with an alien last night.
I like that.
Like
a lot.
Madonna, Britney style.
I like that quite a bit.
Made out with an alien last night.
I like that.
Alf was on the show?
Yeah. Exactly. That did it for me. And so, Sabrina Carpenter, great performance.
Do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah, well, I think...
Sold.
I think now we know.
Yeah, no, but I saw Eminem. Megan Thee Stallion was the host.
Yep.
Looked great.
Strong performance.
And then what else did I see?
You see my man Benson Boone?
No,
flipping around the stage?
Is. I don't know what that is.
Benson Boone.
Oh, Benson Boone.
Boone.
I saw Taylor Swift win an award. Doesn't win many.
Yep. No,
she was.
No,
she's. Her and Post Malone were there.
Yeah, just forever. Like Susan Lucci. She was waiting forever to win.
Never wins.
Yeah.
Apparently, she thanked Kelsey though at the end.
Yep.
I didn't see like the other award she won.
Yeah, good
she
for
won
her.
One early.
Yeah, good for her.
Those lovebirds.
So I was a little locked in on the VMAs last night.
Gotcha.
Fun little win for the Red Sox. O'Neill walks it off.
30 taters.
30 home runs.
30 taters for Tyler O'Neill.
The irony is they don't make up any ground. None.
No.
When it comes to the wild card, so they're still four games back. Detroit's red hot. They're still fighting them off. Uh-huh. Never mind Seattle. They still got to catch Minnesota and Kansas City, etc. But they take 2 out of 3 from Baltimore. Fun little win last night.
It was.
Is O'Neill a guy they should keep around? The morning show asked Breslow about this morning.
And he said TBD?
Yeah, basically. Okay. You know, he doesn't answer anything.
No.
But I would say he's a guy I'd like back on the Red Sox. I'd rather have them break the bank on a bigger ticket free agent. But if they're going to do their dumpster diving thing they've done the last few years, could you keep a guy who works? And I think was a nice find, actually, by Breslow. I wouldn't mind if they paid him and kept him around.
Yeah, they've had a weird group of guys that have come in and then gone. And so you have Hunter Renfroe, who I thought was pretty good, and then he was gone. He had 30 home runs, I think.
Yeah, probably
close to it.
Duvall last year?
Duvall's another guy.
Duvall was nice.
And if he didn't get hurt, who knows how many home runs he would have had. Justin Turner was a guy that was like these like one-off right-handed bats, mostly outfielders, and then they're gone. And so on the one hand, and I know some of it was Chaim Bloom, some of it's Craig Breslow, they've been able to replace those guys. But at the same time, yeah, I think I would want Tyler O'Neill bat. They need a right-handed bat. And, you know, you look at Devers and Casas and Duran, like those guys are locked in for the lineup next year.
And I think if you're hoping for all these prospects to come up, Anthony Meyer, by the way, Roman Anthony now the number one prospect in baseball.
Congrats.
According to Baseball America.
Way to go, sir.
But they're all left-handed. So, like, you don't
have
that.
Loaded.
My only point is you don't have that in the pipeline if you want a right-handed hitter.
And I guess, you know, and then, like, Yoshida, I think he's under contract for one more year, right?
I think at least.
Yeah, so that's another left-handed guy who can't play the field. Because if you're going to have Duran and... Like, is Rafaela moving to the outfield? And then are you going to have Duran out there
Don't you like him better in the outfield?
Yeah. But
I do.
Mean, assuming, like, is Marcelo Mayer a good defensive shortstop and can he even do it? Or are you going to try Story again?
Right.
But, yeah, well, Story's a right-handed bat, but I'm not counting on him at all.
But Rafaela gives you flexibility.
If you bring back Tyler O'Neill and Rafaela's in the outfield and Duran's in the outfield and Willy Abreu's in the outfield and
now it's a bit of a logjam.
And Roman Anthony's in the outfield, like, yeah, I guess you're kind of like...
Yeah, so is it creating a logjam by keeping him around? I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like 30 home runs is not a guy that doesn't sound like a platoon player. Like you want that guy out there, but yeah, they need to figure that out.
Only 60 RBIs though.
Isn't that nuts?
I think I saw Red Sox that tweet out. Like, he's the only guy that has that kind of ratio since 0-1 Barry Bonds.
No, yeah, well, get some guys on base in front of him. It's like Adam Dunn. RBI. Adam Dunn used to hit 40 homers and have, like, 90 RBI. Like,
and 200 strikeouts. RBI. 200 strikeouts. He'd exactly. walk every time and just smack the big donkey. Hit a home run.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he has 59 RBI, I think, and 30 home runs. Yeah, he's driven himself in more than anybody else.
But is that his fault?
Combined. No, I don't blame him
No,
for
me
that.
Either. It's like, get on base in front of him.
Yeah.
That's the lineup's fault. That's team roster construction's fault. That's not his fault.
It is a statistical anomaly.
It is an oddity. You're right. But,
my favorite stat all time,
yeah?
I think. Let me double check what this was. Do you remember Chris Davis? Not Crush Davis. But
Chris with a K.
Chris with a K, yeah, Davis.
Did he hit like the same exact amount of home runs like 4 years in a row or something like that? Is that what it was?
No, he hit 247 for four straight years.
Oh, it was the batting average, not the home runs. I'm sorry.
247, we had 48 home runs.
Yep. He had 48 bombs 1 year. No, he went 27 home runs, 42, 43, 48, and then he fell off a cliff. But all four of those years, he hit 247. He played a full season and had the exact same batting average.
Yeah, you could lock that in fantasy. You draft him, you go
247.
247, that's what I'm getting.
I know I'm going to hit me at 247.
I'm getting some bombs, but yeah. I'm getting 247.
No, but their lineup is very left-handed, and it's one of the reasons they've sucked at Fenway Park. They need to be
more
dominant
righties.
At Fenway.
Yeah.
And I know one of the first things brought up about their Fenway Park record is the fielding and how bad their fielding and the unearned runs. But Alex Cora was asked about that a couple weeks ago. He's like, yeah, what about the home runs? Like, the home run difference, I guess, between the road team versus them at home has been pretty staggering. They're five games under 500 at home. So if you played 500 baseball at home, they're in the playoffs.
You'd certainly be
right there. You're right there.
You're right there pressuring the Tigers. I'm sorry, pressuring the Royals and the Twins. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because that's five, whatever your record would be, because we're four games out right now. What are they down to? 14, 15 games left in the regular season?
16, yeah.
16 games left in the regular season. So they have a four-gamer with the Yankees starting tonight.
You got the Twins coming up, which is a massive
series.
And
then a big Twin series. And that's the only reason why I think it is worth mentioning and, like, they are still alive is I don't have a great deal of faith in the Minnesota Twins, and so they're not playing great baseball. If you sweep that series, like, the opportunity is in front of you. If you sweep that series, like, who knows?
Okay, so you just said it.
That's it.
They have to sweep it.
Correct.
Because four games, you're like, oh, four games, that's doable. There's only 16 games left, and
if you take two out of three, you gain a game.
Right, and you're not just battling the Twins. Like, I think this is important to keep bringing up. You have the Tigers, who you're behind by a game. Never mind Minnesota, who you're four games back with. You're even with Seattle. So that's a lot to chip away in 16 games. You have to sweep Minnesota. You have to.
Yep.
And if you do, then you might be doing something big,
and
in
probably,
the words of Alex Cora.
But,
maybe then, but don't talk to me about it until then. I'm happy they took two out of three from Baltimore.
Yep.
I'm still annoyed they only took two out of three from the White Sox. They should have swept that series.
They've lost 114 times.
That's a team you should sweep, especially in the middle of September when they have nothing to play for and you have everything to play for.
Do you
know
how many games out the White Sox are behind Cleveland in the Central?
30.
51 and a half. They're 51 and a half games out.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. The playoff percent chance. Now, this is from whatever metrics.
Who was 51 for the Pets? Was Mayo 51?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are Gerard Mayo 51 games out of first
51
place.
And a half.
Yeah.
In the hook.
Yeah,
51 and a half.
You can't do anything about that hook.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost a Ted Johnson.
Yeah, 52. But what are they on the head-to-head?
Yeah.
They're like, well, throw that out. Percent chance of making the playoffs based on whatever ESPN stat thing they're using?
Negative.
No, for, well,
oh, for
yeah,
the Red Sox.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no, for the Red Sox, what do you think it is? What's your guess?
I know for a long
time.
It's real close.
I was going to guess like 20.
6.4.
Oh, wow.
Well, this is the problem with allowing Detroit back in it, because Detroit gets 11%, and then Minnesota is actually at 87%, I think is a little strong for Minnesota.
I mean, I'm surprised it's that low. I honestly, and I think it's long odds, but I still would have thought it would have been like 20%, something like that. Well, 18, 19, 20%.
Yeah. Well, I think if Detroit was out of it, it would have been, because you just would have given Detroit's number probably to Boston.
And that series against Minnesota means everything. That's true. You double their number
up.
So are they on the verge of doing something big? No. I don't think so.
I'm not taking the cheese on it, but I'm not going to completely write them off either, because it's New York, Tampa, then Minnesota. So you have seven games before that series with Minnesota. So you probably need to go like 5-2 over that stretch. I know it depends on what, you know, Detroit and Minnesota do, but if you go 5-2, you probably put yourself in a chance to then have that series mean everything.
And again, Detroit's hot. Detroit played well against the
hot
Red Sox.
Pistol.
Four in a row, 7 out of 10. Detroit's hot.